Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
And seeing as how it's Friday the 13th, we said that we would speak about weddings, specifically how superstitions affect the decisions couple make for their big day. It is huge. Like, did you know that couples are so superstitious about Friday the 13th that venues and suppliers offer a discount on days like today? Isn't that mad? Well, on the line now to tell us more is editor of wedding website One Fab Day, Jessica O'Sullivan. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. Tell us about weddings on Friday the 13th.
Well, as you said, it's still kind of a contentious date for couples mm-hmm. when they're booking. Obviously, Saturdays are very popular, and then Friday would be the next most popular day, except for when it's Friday the 13th. But I think to kind of like get around this, then hotels can offer up to like 10 to 15% discount, that which is massive, really.
Huge.
When you think about it.
Yes, do it.
And like, yeah. And when you're getting married on Friday, you can have your day two and a Saturday, so you just get to have like this really long, like 3-day weekend bash. Like I really don't see why more couples don't do it.
Absolutely. I wonder, is anybody going to a wedding today, or is anybody getting married? Let us know. 51552. Can we talk about other unlucky superstitions people are worried about for their wedding? Like, are people so worried about seeing each other before they get married, you know, when the bride and groom kind of hide away?
This is a funny one, because that was, I'd say, up to maybe 3-4 years ago, people would have stuck to that. And now what we're seeing is that brides and grooms or couples are actually doing first looks before the ceremony, because they want to see each other and take their portraits before they actually have the ceremony. Like nearly every wedding that we get in now on site has this first look captured by the photographer beforehand, which is really, really sweet. And of course, completely does away with that superstition. Okay. So that's really gone out the window. And there was also one of wearing pearls on your wedding day. Like, depending on who you ask, it could be bad luck, because they're meant to represent tears. So if you wear them on your wedding day, it's supposed to be bad luck. But then if you ask other people, they would say that it's supposed to prevent any tears during your marriage if you wear them on your wedding day. And we see a lot of brides being gifted pearls. And also pearls are huge now as a trend. Like, you see beautiful pearl headpieces and headbands and things like that. So that one's definitely gone out the window as well.
Okay. And what about rain on your wedding day? Are people superstitious about that?
Well, I mean, I think the rain on your wedding day is really one for countries other than Ireland, I would say, because it's kind of inevitable mm-hmm. here. But in other countries where it doesn't rain as much, so Spain, places like that, if it rains on your wedding day, it is seen as bad luck. But here we have the Child of Prague. So we don't need to worry about that, because he just keeps the rain away.
He does. And what if you find a spider on your wedding dress? Is there any significance in that?
Well, that's supposed to be good luck, but I suspect that might be just to kind of reassure the bride, who might be freaking out.
Yeah, that's what the mother of the bride told the bride while she was having an absolute melt.
I suspect that the bride and groom not seeing each other as well was some man like who just didn't want to go through hours and hours of shopping as well. You know, he's like, no, it's bad luck. You just go off there, love, with your mom
exactly.
and your sister.
Come here. And what about superstitions and traditions that we tend to keep? Like the something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Does that still happen to this day?
Still going strong. Actually, brides love it. And I think it's because it kind of allows them to bring in all these sentimental things, which they love, you know, having all these kind of symbolic bits and pieces. And like, there's even shoe brands now, like Charlotte Mills is a really, really popular shoe brand for brides. And she has a silver sixpence on the arch of the shoe. So, and the soles are blue. So like, I mean, obviously, you know, it's a marketing thing, but brides absolutely love it. And carrying a horseshoe on your wedding day as well. We see a lot of bouquet charms are really popular now. You know, and you might put a little picture of a loved one that has passed into the charm, and they'll be in the shape of a horseshoe. See a lot of brides carrying those in their bouquets now as well.
Okay, interesting stuff.
Yeah, really sweet.
Yeah. Okay. Is Halloween season popular for weddings?
Yeah, because like autumn in general just lends itself to just the most gorgeous decor, I think. It's really warm, you know, the changing seasons, the colours and everything. And if people are getting married around Halloween, they tend to lean into it, not like in a novelty way, like, you know, they're not dressed up or anything like
okay.
that, but you see lots of pumpkins. You might see the bridesmaids wearing black, which is very popular.
Sorry, what? It's popular to wear black now.
Oh, bridesmaids in black. Yeah, it's very, very chic. We're seeing Ooh. Lots of that. We're seeing lots of brides in, you know, autumn brides wearing like a darker manicures as well, like black manicures, things like that. Just a little bit more edgy than, you know, the normal kind of bridal colours. And we see a lot of that coming in around Halloween time. As well, just kind of like black florals, so like beautiful black roses and things like that. So yeah, they really do lean into it around Halloween, but in a very chic and stylish way.
Sounds amazing. What about, do people look for haunted venues around this time to really lean into it?
Well, I think like the thing is, if you look at some of the most haunted castles in Ireland, some of them are like the most amazing wedding venues. So I think even if you're not looking for a haunted wedding venue, you may end up in one, you know. Like even just for instance, there's this group, the Romantic Castles of Ireland. They've got four of the biggest wedding venues in Ireland. There's Cabra Castle, Ballyseedy, Bellingham, and they have another one. Oh yeah, Markree in Sligo. So four castles and all four of them are supposed to be haunted. And they constantly top the best venues list. But I actually stayed in Markree Castle in a couple of years ago. I'm chatting to the owner, one of the Corriscadden family, who is, let's say, sensitive to the goings on of, you know, the other realms.
Oh, yeah.
And she was telling me that in Markree, there's a little girl who haunts the castle and is actually quite naughty, and she gets up to all sorts. And she kind of follows her around, and sometimes she'll have to tell her off when she's like, you know, making doors not open and like making noise and stuff like that, and kind of not freaking the guests out, but, you know, just generally causing mischief. She'll have to put her in line.
It is a great excuse, though, if you don't want to fix a door.
Well, yeah, it's not when you're that's listening to these ghost stories and have to go off to your bedroom, though. Like, it's a little bit creepy.
There is a ghost in my house who makes shit of the place now when I'm not around. Apparently, it's a ghost. You know, it's not my children or my husband whatsoever. Jessica, we're getting loads of texts in. Hi, Jennifer. My parents got married on Friday the 13th and they celebrated their 27th wedding anniversary last month. Lucky for some. So go and do it. Don't let the date put you off. Someone else says, my cousin got married in Kilkenny on Friday the 13th. I'm so superstitious. I was so spooked by it. But it was hands down one of the best weddings we were ever at. A big shout out to Owen and Dee. Another texter. Hi there. We're currently on our way to Jess and John's wedding in Navan from Sligo today. Whoop, whoop. Absolutely cannot wait. No superstitions here. As we ourselves got engaged on Friday the 13th, it's all for good luck. That's Roisin and Kate. Another one, I got married on Friday the 13th and our anniversary being together is April Fool's Day. Off to a wedding today. Lots of people are doing it. Lots of people. That's great, isn't it? That is good for venues because I'm sure there was a time when it would put people off, but it seems people are kind of leaning into it because if you get married on Friday the 13th and it's supposed to be bad luck, sure, the only way is up, isn't it?
I think like if you get on a plane on Friday the 13th, you'll definitely get married on Friday the 13th. So
if you get into the car, if you leave the house. Yeah.
Exactly. If you're not afraid of dying, then you shouldn't be afraid to get married.
Exactly. Jessica, thank you so much for that. There we go. That was Jessica O'Sullivan, the editor of Wedding Website. Go and check it out. It's called One Fab Day. Loads of great stuff on there if you're getting married. Lots of great tips. There we go. Have you got married? Did you get married on Friday the 13th? And how's it going? I got married on a Tuesday. That's because I'm a scab. That's a different thing.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.